underway. Saints in the white shirts, red shorts and white socks. Kickoff. And almost an error off the kickoff. The ball tipped back. Better from Saints. They're getting some bodies in motion. Here's Percival. McGilvray's got to go. He's missed the tackle. Ball back on the inside for Lomax. He hasn't got the pace. Tackled by McIntosh on the line. McGilvray did really well actually there to stop the two-on-one. They're trying to barge their way over. Ball popped up for Farge, who dives in. Giants desperately unlucky. They scramble back to stop the play, but they couldn't stop the offload on the line. And Tio Farge has the first try of the night. Saints 4, Huddersfield 0. Short run up, probably three strides in total. Sends it on its way. The kick is good, and it is St Helens 6. So it was Huddersfield Giants 0.
It was a long time coming, probably, 15, 16 minutes into before half-time.
There's a line break here. Zebtay gets it back for Tio Farge. Tio Farge has got McIntosh in front of him. Oh, he stands him up and dances down the sideline. Awful from McIntosh, but that was quality from Farge. Second try for him, and that was brilliant. A little dance down the sideline. Saints lead by 10 points to nil.
So, yeah, it looked like there was absolutely nothing on there for the Saints. The amble back from Lomax, the loss of field position because of the lack of urgency. But what they did off the first play of the ball, the second play of the ball, was they got to the halfway line and moved the ball to the left. It was Zeb Tai who got on the outside of the Giants' defence. And again, it was the same combination that brought about the first try.
Here now comes St Helens. They move the ball across the field. If they put it through, Hans Swift's going to score in the corner. Well-executed move. Swift comes round towards the post and dots it down 10 in from touch. But we said earlier on, you give Adam Swift a chance, he'll invariably take it. He takes that one. Third try of the game. It comes with 4 minutes to go to the break. It's St Helens 14, Huddersfield 0.
Yeah, it's just meat and drink for St Helens, that field position.
Gets it to Brough. Brough, the short pass, tackle made, five off the line again, but they have got bodies now on that right hand side. Gaskill gets the ball away. They must score here. They're over the line and they are going to score in that far corner.
McIntosh.
And the try is scored by Darnell McIntosh, and Huddersfield Giants are right back in this. St Helens 14, Huddersfield 4.
Well, we said they needed to score and they have scored. It's the first time they've looked dangerous from the moment Gaskill made the break up the middle of the field and Danny Brough put the ball in goal. They got the repeat set and then they've just managed to get off the back of another kick, yet another repeat set.
Across the field, little grubber kick, bounces up, it's dropped, it's going to be a try, is it? Is it going to be a try? I think it is.
McIntosh under the post again.
It's Darnell McIntosh has scored and St Helens now are in big trouble on home soil. It's 14 points away and a kick to come.
Oh, Darnell McIntosh, what a good kick again by Danny Brough into the in-goal area. And it just kicked up on the turf and hit Farge, came off Farge's shoulder, which took Lomax out of the play. Farge then desperately trying to get to the ball right under the sticks, but it's McIntosh who's anticipated the kick, who actually scores the try. Brough converts, and now the Giants are within 2 points, 14-10.
Inside, and Danny Brough dummies inside, goes outside. McIntosh is through. Has he got the support? He has. He's got Murphy on the outside. Big pass. Oh, he slides Murphy. Gets it back on the inside. Here's a chance. They're five away. It's the last one. Should the Giants have scored there? Possibly. Will they score here? Possibly. Danny Brough, crossfield kick towards McGilvray. He's contested. He's gone away. Chance in the corner. The Giants have scored. The Giants have levelled it up. Right in the corner, and Danny Brough might just have a kick to win it for the Huddersfield Giants. St Helens declared, and are the Giants going to make them pay?